Hi everyone. Last time I spoke about time and the challenges we have in our relationship with it. Today I thought I'd use that last conversation as a departure into speaking about work-life balance, something else that so many individuals struggle with. I want to start by reading you a quote by Brian Dyson, a former CEO of Coca-Cola. It's decades old, but the message certainly still applies. He says, "Imagine life as a game in which you are juggling some five balls in the air. They are work, family, health, friends, and spirit, and you're keeping all of these in the air at the same time. You will soon understand that work is a rubber ball. If you drop it, it will bounce back. But the other four balls, family, health, friends, and spirit, are made of glass. If you drop one of these, they will be irrevocably scuffed, marked, nicked, damaged, or even shattered. They will never be the same. You must understand that and strive for it." The quote speaks to prioritize and make that which matters most to you matter. I say this in terms of priorities. Here he speaks about family, but for you it could be something else, whether or not you have a family. Perhaps even if you do have a family, you protect it in terms of quality time and commitment, but then it could be hobbies, interests, sports, or anything else that is important to you. You need to prioritize them, because if you don't, you risk them not happening. There's another aspect to this too. My examples may not be your priorities, but some of them should be. To this list, we can add things like health, nutrition, moving your body, and mindfulness practices, whatever these may be for you. Because if you don't take care of yourself, you won't be able to take care of much else, being other people, business, to cite a couple examples. Mindfulness, for example, is important so that you can go about your day with clarity and confidence. Coming from a foggy place, or an emotional one, or even a distracted one, will interfere with the way that you show up and engage with others, as well as things and responsibilities. How you start your day is how you end your day, and how you end your day will influence how you start your next day. You need to take care of yourself so that you can show up as the best version of yourself, so that you can be productive and pursue excellence in everything that you do. Why am I going on this seeming tangent? Well, because work-life balance requires both work and life. Interestingly enough, if you look at an old school scale where you have weights hanging on either end, you remember that? You could have an 80 on the one end and a 20 on the other, and the scale will still be in balance, albeit tilted heavily to the side of the 80. This is probably more representative of the type of balance that we can expect to experience. Very rarely is this balance 50-50. I mean, if we were to follow the fantasy rule of thumb that we sleep 8 hours a day, work 8 hours a day, and are at leisure 8 hours a day, that hypothesis seems rather preposterous. And what about traffic, right? And then what if you love what you do and you're quite happy working for 12 hours a day? There goes what we thought was the balance, but that person may very well be more satisfied than her counterpart that is working 8 hours a day for their own personal reasons. They own the business, they're specialist professionals, or maybe they're building an empire, whatever. So balance may not necessarily be what you always thought it was. And it really has everything to do with time. Honestly, it has more to do with happiness, which is driven by mindset. How we feel is created by how we think. Said another way, our thoughts create our feelings, which means that we are more in control of how we feel than we might think. Pardon the confusion, but I think you get it. So then, how do we get happy? Now, that's a big tangent that we're not going to explore today. So let's rather loop back to mindset and then look for some work-life balance hacks. How does that sound? By mindset, at least today, I'm really referring to mindfulness practices, which are regular exercises that allow us to calm our mind and enter into some sort of flow state. There is a neurological benefit to these practices which affects the brain state and allows us to come from a place of calm rather than a place of crisis. Examples of such practices are meditation, breathing, nature walks, listening to music, massage, and staring at the stars, or maybe the flames of a fireplace as we head into winter. The ongoing practice of such exercises shifts our threat state response so that we can react better, but also plan better. This brings us to actually creating some sense of balance in our lives and some of the things that we do. The first is to plan your life first. It's crazy how much time we spend planning and strategizing our business, but little to no time planning our lives. Many people that are successful in achieving some version of this balance plan their lives almost as much as they plan their businesses. One way of doing this is to plan for your year ahead. For example, you could sit in November or December and plan for the next calendar year. And by planning, I mean absolutely everything. But for now, let's limit it to work and holidays. Block out when you're going to take holidays. If you have kids, maybe let their school holidays lead you. Block out the time now if you haven't already. There's still more than 8 months left in the year. And if you don't take ownership of them, you will struggle to keep a grip on them. Next, look at public holidays and weekends and plan around those. Where possible, book and pay for trips so that you can commit yourself. Next, plan your quarter. And do this every quarter. Consider the things that you love to do, the things that you want to do. Look at important dates like those of concerts and exhibitions, races, and other events that you're interested in, and mark them in your calendar so that they don't escape you. Do this for your spouse and kids as well if you have a family. Next, look at your days and your weeks. Break the weeks up into weekdays and weekends and carve out things, events, and times that are important to you. Create a routine around them, block them off, put them in a calendar, set reminders and alarms, and create agreements with anyone that might compete with this time. Ring fence family events and engagements, including close personal family time or time with the kids. Ring fence your own time as well, like for mindfulness practices. I said this with a wink. Creating this routine will be fundamental to your owning your time and holding it sacred because, and here's the thing, everything else will then fall around it. Before you put forward the obvious argument, let me preempt it if you don't mind. But what if I block out the personal things? Then the work things just get pushed out, right? Well, maybe, unless you work on your mindset. See what I just did? When you get your mind right, you're inspired to book holidays and do things for yourself and take care of yourself as well as others. The results are obvious, and this in turn breeds the motivation to do everything else more efficiently and effectively. Just think about when you have something awesome coming up, how you focus head down to get done what you need to effectively and without distraction so that you can get to that thing. Isn't it amazing how we're never late for a holiday? Along with this, we tend to drop bad habits and distractions. We get off our phones, we watch less TV, we sit at the bar less often, and we mope around a whole lot less. I got distracted. I say this with a smile, but back to the hacks. Do a time audit and see how much time you waste doing stupid stuff that doesn't add value to your life. Mindless stuff that is nothing but a distraction from the things that matter. And then when you see the results, make the changes. You'll see how much time you can save. By the way, I have a time question here that you're absolutely welcome to use. Just head to my website and send me a message through the online form, www.successcoaching.co.za. I'll happily email it through to you. Another thing, be ruthless with time. Own it. Don't let anyone steal it from you. Any giving of time needs to be for a good reason, and often needs to be negotiated, especially if it's outside of family or any other life category that's meaningful to you. You need to have agreements with yourself, agreements that you will and will not be and do. These are guiding principles that will steer you in the direction of time ownership and ultimately the balance that you seek. And finally, seek purpose, have a vision or a mission and create goals. If you're moving towards something or in pursuit of something, especially if it's meaningful, you will focus on what's important. You will make time for it and everything else will follow. Let me know if you have any personal growth and development goals or challenges that you'd like me to discuss on the show. And let's see if we can work them into one of the upcoming segments. Maybe even include Q's and A's in future episodes. That's it from me. Until next time.